Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this woman of mine.
Complaining about me never being at home.
But when I'm down, I'm broke.
She's telling me about the things that my girlfriend's got, what she ain't got. And she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at one time.
I'll be home.
Unmasked of authoress Tara E. Lyle. I went into the vault for that one and pulled out Wait Until the Night by Bobby Womack. So, you know, some of y'all heard that tune. It takes you way back in the time. And I know they got a group now who did a remix on that, and it's still a good song. But I want to first thank all my listeners on their computers or their equipment, smartphones or whatever, tablets, and all my listeners in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Nigeria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, and the Netherlands. And our guest tonight, oh my Lord, Kathy, she's a phenomenal woman. She does a lot of things. We're going to touch on a lot of different subjects. She also is going to share some information how you can get that doctor at a reasonable rate if you go to Mexico, because I've heard a lot about that. But she also hosts her own radio show. She do UFO and paranormal talk radio, and she's also a shaman. She does a lot of things, man. An hour ain't going to do it, so we probably have to go get her back here for a part two. But before we bring her on, I want to tell my co-hosts, Chris and Mark, who's excited to talk to her, stand back away from your phone because it sounds like you're doing some dirty breathing, you know.
Sure, that wasn't me.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fabulous. It's like summertime here now in San Diego. Yeah, I've fun in the summertime already.
Same here, baby. We sweating in Alabama. How about you, Chris?
Yeah, the Ohio weather, it's the same. It's like New York weather. It's we either get cold weather.
Okay, and I heard Kathy talking earlier about y'all had an earthquake recently.
Well, we have the volcano going off here. She's moving and grooving, and I live on the other side of the island, far away, about 50, 60 miles away from the active volcano, which works well for me. But we did have a 6.0 earthquake that went through a little while ago, and that's a pretty decent-sized earthquake.
Yes, it is. I used to live in California, and I remember when my grandson was like a little infant, and the first time I experienced an earthquake, I told my daughter, grab the baby, I'm going to grab a wrap, I'm going to grab an apple pie, you know, because I said, we need to eat. I'm not going to be in no doorway. I want to see what's coming down. I'm going to be shucking and dodging. But, yeah, that's a weird feeling when you see people steps moving and stuff, you know. That ain't fun. Not at all.
Well, I'm lucky enough I'm around all these big crystals that they kind of take the energy and dissipate it quite a bit.
Amen to that. So I'm going to get here real quick. My first question to you, Kathy, is how do you become a shaman? And, like, people go out for different jobs. What made you decide, out of all the jobs you could have picked, you picked one that's more on a spiritual note? How did you pick that from shaman opposed to being a religious preacher or something?
Oh, good God. I couldn't go near churches. I mean, they're so hypocritical. I am so sorry. You know, I was raised Catholic, so Talk about the biggest hypocritical group of people on the planet. There you go. You know, I morphed into this. Yeah, you. I didn't wake up and go, God, I think I'm going to be a shaman. I'm going to do curse removal. It's going to be really cool because there's not a lot of people doing that. You know, it. You just morph into it, and then one day you turn around and you go, oh, okay, I'm a shaman.
Okay.
And I really didn't, you know, label myself until somebody sent me a bear claw that was 30,000 years old from a shaman cave out of the Great Pyrenees Mountain in France. And I went, okay, I guess this is mine. I'll take it.
That was your clue.
That was my clue. It's like, all right, if I must. It's better than saying witch. You know, witches just have very bad, you know, connotations, and you know, witches get burned at the stake and all that, but shamans is totally different.
Oh, wow. Well, Chris, you can go ahead and ask your question first, baby.
All right, Kathy. Well, my question is to about the angelite tools that you have, because I still have mine that you gave me a few years ago when I hoped to do something, but They never get dusty or they never fall apart or anything. How long do those normally last?
Well, they should last 50 to 75 years.
Your lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's so thank God people buy them for others and their kids and family members, or I wouldn't be in business.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How do you use yours, Chris Michael? What do you do with it?
Oh, how do I use it? Well, I use it for, like, if I get a bruise, I use it for that. And then Mark, my partner, of course, I use it on his back when we go to bed, and it helps him sleep. So, yeah.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I got a piece too. I'm always shaving. Oh, wow. I just put it in my drawer. They got to keep my house safe. Keep my house blessed. But, Mark, what's your question, darling?
Well, I wanted to ask Kathy, you know, I live here in San Diego, as you may know, and we're close, of course, hop, skip, and a jump to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And you apparently had some dental surgery here in Mexico. Did you go to Tijuana, or where did you go in Mexico, Kathy?
No, I went to Las Algodones and right below Arizona. And it was the most incredible experience I've ever had. I had 22 crowns put in, and I had three teeth pulled and two root canals, and then a back bridge, all for under $5,000.
Wow.
So this is dental tourism.
They're going to have to wait. Go ahead, darling.
Oh, okay. So they really set it up really well, and they spoil you down here. And, you know, I had criteria.
Is it like going to a spa, that type of thing?
Well, it's not like your normal dental experience. And, you know, you go to an American dentist who actually, to me, they're very reptilian, and they have a monopoly on the dentistry. They don't think they have any competition at all. And now they do because, you know, this is a way that you can actually afford to get your teeth done. And they did it all in 1 week. So for me, my criteria was I wanted a business that was around for a while, and these guys have been in business for over 30 years. I wanted to make sure that they had dentists that have practiced for a while and that they got it. And when they said, you know, some places said they have in-home lab, I wanted to make sure that they didn't mean in somebody's home lab, okay? And it was you know, high tech and clean, and because this is Mexico, and I want to make sure, you know, this is going into my mouth, and the water's clean and all that. So this clinic had all that, and their prices were very good. Then they had what I called the perks, that. Now, I flew in from Hawaii, so I flew into the Yuma airport, which they picked me up and shuttled me across into Mexico. And this is the only border that you just need a driver's license to get through.
Wow.
Which is
pretty
cool.
That's
now, as
right.
long as you walk or drive through, you just need a driver's license. If you fly, you need a passport. Okay?
How did you find them, per se?
Huh?
How did you find them, to know who to pick?
I did a lot of research, and I learned what I didn't want. And then I heard, I was guided to Las Algodones, which is the largest dental capital on Earth. And then what I did is I punched that in, and then I punched up the top three clinics, and Sani Dental came in as number one. And I said to myself, why can't I go with the best clinic in Mexico? So they were also the only people that I contacted in Mexico that actually called me back and explained everything, and they were very, very professional. And like I said, then, they met all my criteria. They've been around for over 30 years. They've got practicing dentists, that have practiced for a while, not 1 year. They've got 6 or 7 years under their belt, which means they know all the new techniques. And, their price is right. So when I say perks, what does that mean? Well, if you go down with cash, and I went with $4,500 in cash, I had a money belt, and they give you a cash discount. Well, I want to put all that into my teeth, which I did. And then depending on how much money you spend on your teeth, now I spent under $5,000, but close enough that I got 5 nights free off of my hotel.
Oh, wow.
Which only costs me $50 a night, okay? And I double is $60. But that added up to another $250 that I put toward my teeth.
Wow.
And the place, they also shuttle you from the hotel to the clinic if you need it. If you take this hotel, and I took the hotel with the pool, okay?
Well, naturally.
Because, truthfully, this is Mexico, and being a single woman, I was not going to wander around the Mexican desert, okay? But I knew I could get down to the pool. So they're, and at this restaurant, and you're going to want, it's called La Hacienda, where the pool is, they have food that you can eat when you've had dental challenges, and which is a big difference when you've had 22 crowns put in and three teeth pulled, and you don't feel like chewing on anything, Mashed potatoes and guacamole, where everything isn't chunky, is lovely. But you get your nurturing food in, so they do cater for people that have, that are getting their dental work done.
You went by yourself?
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, if you wait for people to come on trips with you, you'd never get there.
Wow. Do you know how to speak Spanish?
Huh?
You know how to speak Spanish?
Nope. They've got wonderful interpreters, and the dentist that did my teeth didn't understand English. But the assistant interpreted, and I'll tell you, I've got movie star teeth.
Oh, girl.
Awesome.
They did that good of a job. I mean, incredible. And then, when you get in the clinic, and I decided that I was going to cold turkey it, and by that meant I didn't go to a dentist here, and I wasn't going to go to a dentist here to get x-rays, which would have cost me probably over $200. And I really didn't care what this dentist would say over here. He has no meaning in my life. So why do that when I know I can go to Mexico? And they're going to have to look and evaluate anyway. And their consultation is free, and the x-rays cost $60. That's a no-brainer.
Wow.
Outstanding. Wow.
It was.
Mm.
And, I made sure that they understood that that dentists put me in trauma, which I'm sure it does everybody because we have reptilian dentists. And then before I actually sat down in the chair, the assistant goes, "Do you want something to calm you down?" And I go, "Oh, honey, bring the drugs on." And he did. He brought me a Valium, okay? And I'm thinking, oh, my God, how human. So now I'm in the dental chair, and of course the Valium's kicking in. But the dentist started giving me shots, and I don't care how much Valium you have. If they don't know what the hell they're doing with shots in your mouth, it's going to hurt. So he's giving me these pain-free shots, and I said it wasn't the Valium. And the next thing I know, the assistant is patting me on the shoulder. And now, I don't care if this is a new technique they had. All I could think of is, oh, my God, this is a human contact. This is amazing. He's touching me. He's trying to reassure me. You know, how awesome. So that's when I started to realize how human these dentists are. They were compassionate. They were kind. They were totally focused on me to make sure I didn't hurt. And, you know, it was just an amazing, huh?
Was you worried that they was going to give you some kind of drug and you'd be all loopy and take your little fanny pack off and all your money out of it?
No, not at all. These guys are very professional.
Yeah. See, I might need that name. So when I got to go somewhere, give me a break, go have a vacation while I'm getting some work done. That's awesome.
Okay, 12. Oh, God, it was incredible. And then, so when he gave me the shots, it didn't hurt, okay? However, even though my mind said, oh, honey, that's the best shots ever, my body started going into trauma. So it'd be 12 to 50, which it did. I started shaking. So then I looked at the assistant. I go, give me another Valium. And he went and did. Okay, now I was comfortable and I was relaxed and I was able to get my teeth done, you know, with no stress. So, you know, and again, when you walk out of that dentist office, you're not going to want to wonder where you got to go. So it's nice to get in the Sani van and have them take me right to the hotel.
Let me get this straight for my listeners. You did your research online, and you found out the dentist that had a lot of years in practice. They met you at the airport. They shuttled you to their facilities, put you up in a hotel, you know, and if you paid by cash, you got extra discounts, and they did an awesome job for a fraction of the cost that would have been in the United States. Is that correct?
Oh, that's a perfect. I got over $40,000 worth of dental work done for under $5,000. So the total trip, now I flew out from Hawaii, and you know, my airfare cost $1,000. Perfect. Cash discount. Thank you.
Wow.
So, look, again, I spent under $6,500 total and came back with souvenirs.
That's great. That's really good. Well,
it was incredible. It was so human, and you don't understand what a human experience is until you go through it, and then you realize how reptilians our dentists in the United States and Canada are and how they're so high-priced. And, you know, and there's always excuses that they have this and that, you know, they have to pay a lot for their
overhead
schooling. Well, fine, they don't have to do that in Mexico. And it cracks me up because how everybody is like, oh, my God, immigrants, and, oh, Mexico is so bad. You don't realize what a gift they are offering us to allow us to come into their country for health care, to get your teeth done at 75% cheaper than anywhere in the United States. That makes it affordable, and they do it with joy.
Yes. Well, darling, real quick, I'm going to let Chris ask this question, and then, Mark, you ask your questions. I got to do something behind the scenes, so I need y'all to take care of this, and I'll be back. So you hold the fort down, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, Kathy, my question is, of course, I'm friends with you on Facebook, so I know that you used the Angelite after, you know, for the healing. So how soon did you use the Angelite for your teeth after you got work done? How soon was that?
Oh, good question. As soon as I got home and I was laying in bed, then I have some flat slices of Angelite, and that is what I used. You know, I had that on my face all night. I'd have two, you know, like one under one jaw and the other over my other side of the jaw. I didn't swell, and it literally took me out of pain. And then I went around everybody else that had maybe jaw discomfort because they had to hold their mouth open so much. And, you know, within 5 minutes, I took them out of pain. But you know how the dentists use that rubber thing in the United States to keep your mouth open?
Yeah.
Okay, they don't do that there. Okay.
How do they prop your mouth open?
They didn't. You just held your mouth open. Okay, you opened wide and they did the work.
Oh, wow.
You know, I just opened my mouth and they didn't, you know, there was no heavy fingers on either corner. And what I realized, now I had crowns that were 35 years old that I got from the University of Michigan in their dental school. So I'm sorry, but that's pretty reptilian, okay? And when you go to the dental school, it takes about a month to get one tooth done. It's really long and drawn out, although I have to give them credit, you know, they lasted 30 years. But it's very reptilian. So to have that energy removed out of my mouth and my teeth replaced with human energy, it's amazing. You find yourself having more compassion, you know, and caring about people. And even the way I do things, instead of me, you know, going out there and going, okay, this is how we're going to do it, I'm back off and it's like, okay, what do you suggest we do? Which is a big shift for a Leo, okay?
Such a different approach. You know, that's one of my regrets, Kathy, because I had the chance to go. Everybody kept saying you can go across the border and get your dental work done for less, right? Well, I went down, I would say maybe about 10 or 15 years ago, and I went, and I had a consultation in Tijuana with a doctor, and everything was hygienic, and it seemed okay. But then I got spooked. Somebody said, you know what, this is, don't do it, you know. So I didn't go back. And I had to complete my dental work here, and which cost me an arm and a leg. But it was just that whole notion that things are different down there, and they, you know, they don't have your back. But that's not true.
That's not true at all, and I'm telling you, I heard all those fears. Oh, you're going to get raped. They're going to rob you. You're going to end up going into the desert. And I will have to say, having them pick me up at the airport in their Sani van, okay, that says Sani, and that was one of my concerns. I actually called them up and said, can you at least tell me what the name of the driver is going to be so I don't get the wrong van? And, you know, all right, a little insecurity there. And, you know, of course, he met me and he had a plaque with my name on it. And then we got into the van that said Sani Van. And all I could think of was, ooh, awkward. So this is one of the safest cities you're ever going to go to in Mexico because it's all professional. You're not going to find more dentists crammed into one four-block area anywhere in the world. So you've got security wandering around, you've got the Mexican police, you know, in their cars all over, driving around all the time. And then you're right there at the border. And these, you know, I don't know if the doctors got together to keep the cartels out, and I don't care because it's working, you know. It's one of, because they also know that if people are going to come down there and get robbed, they're not going to have a good reputation, and people are not going to want to go down there and get their work done.
Well, you sure made a
good
part of me. I appreciate that. But right now we need to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2 with our fabulous guest, Kathy Bilski.
Okay.
All right.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yes. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own guy. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house.
Oh,
honey,
my girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
I met you in the dark, you lit me up. You made me feel as though I was enough. We danced the night away, we drank too much. I held your hair back when you were throwing up. Then you smiled over your shoulder, for a minute I was stone cold sober. I pulled you closer to my chest, and you asked me to stay over. I said, I already told you, I think that you should get some rest. Oh, I knew I loved you then, but you never know. 'Cause I played it cool when I was scared of letting go. I knew I needed you, but I never showed. But I wanna stay with you until we're gray and old. And just say you won't let go. Say you won't let go. I'll wake you up with some breakfast in bed. I'll bring you coffee with a kiss on your head. And I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. I thank my lucky stars for that night. When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever. I swear every day will get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know. Darling, your love is more than worth its weight in gold. We've come so far, my dear, look how we've grown. I wanna stay with you until we're gray and old. Just say you won't let go. Say you won't let go.
Right now, welcome back to Unmasked with Authoress Terry E. Lyle. And anybody who can hear me know I'm under the weather a little bit, got this little cold I'm trying to deal with. But that song is James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go. I know my co-host says she always playing that love music. I mean, I just like it, man. And I'm thinking about what the lyrics say. Yeah, I'm throwing up and you're holding onto my hair and stuff. I like that kind of stuff, you know, Quasi's Cap. That's a real man when you're looking all nasty and feeling miserable and he got your back. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, Chris and more person, every time we turn around, I love music, man. I love music.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. It is what it is. But, Mark, go ahead with your question first.
I want to switch gears a little bit, Kathy. Can you tell us a little bit more about the volcano in Hawaii that's going on, what you know now? Because I've been watching bits and pieces on the news.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely going off and spouting, so if you want to do a little bit of energy work to help calm it down, we would really appreciate it.
That's what I'm hoping for tonight.
Well, let's do it. So I want everybody just to relax and just imagine there's this big bubble in front of you, and we're going to put the volcano and the whole area in this bubble. Actually, we'll put the whole island in. Why not? And we're going to send the violet flame into the whole island, into where the lava is going, into the crater. And we're going to ask that the volcano, if it's done spitting stuff into the air, which does cool down the planet, by the way, just releases that energy in a gentle, kind, loving way, and spirit steps in, the angels, and block it from going to any homes. Imagine this invisible wall. And that lava is really redirected in a direction where nobody will be hurt or harmed, no homes will be hurt, and it just goes into the sea. All right, so fill that up. Let's also put in everybody that's going through this down south and that's going through trauma, because, boy, it sure can put you in post-traumatic stress. And we're going to call the violet flame through all of them to help release this trauma and fill it up with divine hope and divine inspiration on how they're going to move forward.
Okay.
Okay. Now we can fill it up and release it.
Well, I want to deviate a little bit to some of the other things that you do by you being a host of the UFO and the paranormal talks. Okay, so in your opinion... In my opinion, I believe they do exist. How do you feel about UFOs?
I do, but I don't focus on that. I'm just on their station.
Okay.
I do my energy work, okay? I'm probably the only pattern interrupt there that does something totally and completely different. But I have seen people shapeshift twice in my life, from reptilian to human and back. So
really?
To me... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's real. They do exist. And, you know, when you understand what a reptilian is, someone who's unfeeling and uncaring, no empathy, would lie, cheat, steal, and, you know, hurt you and not even think about it, you know, send their kids into war and, you know, sacrifice them and not think about it. You understand it's also an energy. You know, when people are really connected to the Creator, they're very high energy, and they wouldn't think about hurting or harming somebody. And when you're not, well, then you're at the other end of the scale, and you do nasty stuff.
Well, how old were you when you saw these shapeshifters?
Oh, I was in my 30s, early 30s.
I mean, what was you doing when that happened, and how did you react?
The one was in Pennsylvania, and it was the 4th of July, and they were having a big gathering there, and they were also known for seeing spaceships. So this guy was giving a lecture, which a lot of us went to, a lot of my friends and I went to, and during the lecture he was shapeshifting. Now, back at that time, you know, you're going, oh, my God, this is so weird. And then you get back to the camp and you go, did you see him shapeshift? Yes, you did too. Okay. Well, I'm not going to any more of his lectures. Thank you. We were totally straight, and getting high on marshmallows just didn't count. Okay, but we were very, very straight. You know, so I saw both of these. I was totally straight, okay? And then the other time we were sitting down with somebody who was fooling around with the Enochian tablets. And when you start chanting things that you have no idea what you're saying, and they were calling in demons, and this guy shapeshifted from a person to a demon. And I just looked at my friend that was sitting across from me, and I went, you know, it's time to go. Because I, you know, I didn't know what to do with them back then, other than, you know, they were revealing themselves and they couldn't hold their form. But it was like, I think I'm going to put this one on the shelf and think about it, like, down the road years from now.
Well, it would have been easy. I wouldn't even have to tell her. If I had thought I would, like, stage left, I would have been gone, booty, 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 out the door. You know, and if she didn't come, oh, well, that's on her. I mean, we wouldn't have to talk about what to do. I would have ran right away. How about you, Mark?
Oh, yeah. For sure. Really quick. Real quick, yes.
I'm telling you. So, Chris, darling, I know you got a question for Kathy. Go ahead, baby.
All right, Kathy. You seem so, like, when I look at your pictures, you seem so, like, you look, and I mean this, like, truly, you look so youthful. What do you, I mean, I need to take a lot of vitamins and stuff, but, like, do you drink coffee? Do you, what do you eat to stay so youthful?
That's
a
great question.
Oh, you're so sweet. You know, I do a lot of energy work, a lot of light work, and I eat pretty good, but I do a lot of light work. I'm constantly healing people. And then truthfully, getting these new teeth in, I got rid of all the infection in my mouth, and that took off 15 years out of my face.
Wow.
You know, my whole shape of my face changed because it was infected all the time. And, you know, I thought I had really high cheekbones, but, you know, now that I look at them, it looked like somebody had very bad plastic surgery and it went wrong because they got too many cheek. So now my face is back to how it should be. And, you know, it's not high anything. It's not swollen. You know, again, you get rid of the infection. Teeth are very, very important. It does affect your whole body.
So if you're ready to go on screen, right, as a movie star now, Kathy?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you think I get a good cost on the teeth. Well, you know, when Spirit sets it up, it's not that free. So now I'm doing Facebook live video 3 times a week, doing energy work. You know, one is for calling down enlightenment. Tuesday is for, you know, directing energy at radiation in Fukushima. Thursday is energy work for climate, and then I do my radio show Friday night. So Spirit's got me busy. Although I have to admit, though, when you see me on video, my teeth look amazing.
Oh, girl.
But, you know, now I'm not afraid because, oh, come on, you know, you do live video. And, you know, if your teeth look bad, people can stop live video now and zoom in, you know. And it's like, oh, hell no, you know, I'm not having that happen. But now I don't care, you know, zoom in all you want. I got nice teeth. What can I say? So I'm also going to give you the name of this place where I went to because they are the number one dental clinic in this area. And, you know, they're the ones that put this program together and give you all these wonderful perks. And so they're called Sani Dental, S-A-N-I. And you can actually even look them up on line. So you look under SaniDentalGroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can see everything. They're even on Facebook. And when you look at them on Facebook, everybody you see there is actually really in the clinic. And I would go, oh, I know them. I know. Oh, he worked on my teeth and la, la, la. But mention that Kathy sent you, okay? That's all I ask. When they ask, you know, where'd you get, you know, learn about them, tell them you heard about it from me.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
You know, it is a great secret, and I'm letting the secret out.
Well, let me ask you this. As being a shaman, was there any kind of way that you could use that, tap into that spiritual realm to get rid of the pain that you were suffering from before you had your dental work?
Well, I didn't have pain because in the University of Michigan, if you got crowns, you automatically got a root canal. But when I got infection, okay, and nothing was touching it, really, and I could feel it now start to go into my jaw, and then the infection started getting into my throat, okay, that's when you need antibiotics to kill it. and I don't normally take it. So, you know, when I have to go to the doctor and say, give me the drugs, I'm in bad shape, especially when I've gone to every healer I know and used everything holistic and nothing's touching it. And, you know, I called it a super bug because I was going through radiation from Fukushima.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in Japan for a week and a half. So, you know, and the radiation goes to where you're the weakest, and then at that time it was, you know, my teeth. So now that I've got all this infection out of my body, I have all this energy. I feel like I'm on natural speed because you don't really know how bad you are until you get healthy.
That's
true. Right.
That is so true.
Wow.
Hey, Chris, you got a question before we take another small break?
Oh, yeah, my next question is, Kathy, you said tell them to, you know, if you go to the dentist, tell them that you sent people. But did they know that you did, like, angel light healing tools? Did you like, mention that? Did you plug your stuff? That's so awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm working my way in there. So, I mean, they do everything that's so high-tech, and I really mean this. You know, all their equipment is super modern. They even get into stem cell therapy, not for teeth yet, but for diabetes and arthritis and stuff like that. So I did approach them. I go, you do everything so awesome. The only thing you don't do is take people out of pain, you know, when you're done. So, you know, I'm hoping in the future they'll bring me in so I can teach people. But if you are going to go, I really recommend getting some flat slices of angelite from me because I have them. Or, you know, if your local rock shop carries them, which I doubt, but I do. That, you know, it's a nice way to untraumatize what you have gone through after they've worked on you.
Yeah, and you sell them fairly cheap too, which is awesome.
I like to use the word inexpensive.
Oh, sorry.
Reasonable.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah, cheap says cheap. You know, you're so cheap. Yeah, we're, you know.
No,
yeah.
I didn't mean it disrespectfully.
I know. I'm just messing with you. Okay.
All right.
We need to take a little small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Level, you want my level, yeah, my level. I'm a sucker for your body type. The higher tempo matches your mind. No bumping one to settle. We you, you show me something profound. Who wouldn't want to hold you down? I'll never let you go. Judgmental. You build me up and never tear me down. Put you first and never in the background. Loving you is simple, so simple. You my shady spot on sunny days. You summer to my ocean waves. Now everything's aligned, we eye to eye. I never let you go. I found
Hawaii, and you can either call me or visit me at the store, or call me at 808-775-9400. I sell a lot of my Angel Aid healing tools and a lot of crystals and jewelry and all that wonderful stuff, and a new batch of Angel Light tools I made with a lot of shungite for radiation protection, and they really, really are really strong vibration. I also do curse removal and energy balancing. You can either do that by phone or come into my store. And I also do shamanic soul retrievals, which is taking back all the energy that you've given away or people have taken from you, with or without your permission, from all your incarnations, past, present, future. I do a major curse removal, remove your mother's and father's overlay. That takes about an hour. And I do that by donation.
Wow, what do you mean you say
donation?
What does that mean?
What?
You say you do that by donation when you remove your mother and father's overlay. What do you mean by
that?
Oh,
sorry, I mean the shamanic soul retrieval. The whole thing takes an hour to do. And by that, I do that by donation. I don't have a set price that I charge people. You know, a lot of my work is by donation or free.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. Do you know if a person has been cursed? Because you said you do curse removal. Because everybody, I can't believe this curse is walking around. How do you know if someone is cursed or not?
Oh, God. Well, if your life starts falling apart, if you lose your job, if you lose your boyfriend, if you lose, you know, animals die, if all of a sudden all this nasty stuff starts happening in your life, it's a good idea that somebody's really pissed, or you know, they're directing dark energy at you. And then there's people that actually do ritual. You know, people that do Santa Maria, that do voodoo. You know, black magic. You can get cursed for being white on the island in Hawaii.
Wow.
Okay, white people here are the low on the totem pole. So you know, people can be jealous. You're too pretty. You're successful. you know, you have a lovely family, you know, whatever they use, the dumbest excuses to get mad, it's where their energy is and their consciousness is. You know, if people are really connected with the Creator, they're not going to curse.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
We only got like a couple of minutes. Would any of y'all guys like to ask a question before we take it home?
Well, I just want to make a quick comment. This morning I started my day with Kathy doing one of her energy work for the bees and the south, north and south poles and the glaciers. And it was really, I'd encourage anyone to go on Facebook and do the work with her. I know you want people to sit still, but I was doing my chores while I was listening to you. But I encourage everybody to tune in to you on Facebook. Great way to start the day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you. You know, however it works for you, you know, if you have to be active while you do it, it doesn't matter as long as you put that energy out. And, yeah, I invite everybody to join me on Facebook. It's very public, between 4:30 and 5 Hawaiian time, so that would be 10:30 Eastern time. Again, I do a half-hour chanting enlightenment down on Monday. Tuesday we're doing energy work for radiation, and then Thursday it's energy work for the climate and the earth. And the more people do it, the stronger it's going to be and the quicker we're going to manifest it.
Well,
I want off this timeline, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But Kathy,
yeah.
You know, family here at Unmasked, we appreciate you with your wisdom that you share every time you come back. So, you know, anything popping off, just call me. You'll get right on, and we'll have you interviewed because you're part of our family here. But we got to take this little thing home and take me some medicine because I'm sounding like my head is all clogged up. But I appreciate you being here. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's been fun.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
You have a regular listener now.
Yeah. So
all right. Then I will always be talking to you.
All right, babe.
I know. Just me alone.
Aloha.
Bye.
All right. Aloha, everybody.
Red roses too, I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.